Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Beis on Masech Shabbos. We're continuing in the sugyas of bathing on Shabbos. So we are holding at the very top of Daf Mem Amud Beis, the top line. So the Braisa had said that Ambat Yos Shel Krach Mitayel Ben Veinochoshesh. If you have bathhouses of large cities, very spacious bathhouses, you're allowed to walk through them and you don't have to worry that you're going to be Maziah because there's not so much Hevel in them. Amarava Dafka Krach Aval Dekfarim Lo Maitayma Kivin Dezutru Nafish Havlaihu. But if it's a smaller bathhouse, so then the hevel, the thick steam, really stays in. That's in fact going to be us, or even to just take a stroll through it. So now the Gemara discusses heating something keneged hamadura. Tan Rabbanan, mischamim adam keneged hamadura. A person could heat his own body across from a flame. V'yotze u'mishtatef pitzonein, and he could go cool off in cold water. U'bavachle yishtatef pitzonein yischam keneged hamadura. But he cannot do it in the reverse order. He cannot take a bathe in cold water and then stand right next to a fire. Meisham mafsher mayim shalav, because that's going to heat up the water that's on his body, the droplets of water that are on his body. So Tan Rabbanan, mecham adam aluntis. Umanicha al b'nei ma'ayim b'Shabbos. A person can heat up a towel and put it on his stomach on Shabbos. L'vachli avi kumkumus shel ma'ayim chamin v'anichan al b'nei ma'ayim b'Shabbos. He just can't put a little jug of warm water and put it on himself on Shabbos because the water might spill on him and it would turn out that he's bathing on Shabbos. V'davrza afilu b'chol asur m'bnei sakana. It happens to be such a thing as asur to do even on a weekday because that's dangerous. The water might be boiling and it could burn him. So it's just not something that a person should ever really do. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Maybe Adam Kiton Mayim, a menicho kenegra madura. A person can bring a jug of water and put it near a fire. Lo bishvil sheichamu, el bishvil shetafik tinasan. Not enough that it should be able to warm up the water, but just to take the chill out of the water. Rabbi Yudom Rimviya ishapak shel shemen, umenichasu kenegra madura. A woman could bring a jug of oil and put it near a fire. Lo bishvil sheivashel, not to cook it, el bishvil sheipasher, just again to take away the chill from the oil, but not to get to the point of bishul. Rav Shimon Liel Omer, Isha Sacha Yada Shemen Umischam Kenegra Madura. A woman could put oil on her hand and heat up that hand by the fire. V'sacha L'bna Katan Veiner Chosheshes, and then she could use that oil to put on her young child, and she doesn't have to worry about an isser of bishul. But to put shemen in the pach Kenegra Madura in order to heat it up the same way she would do on a weekday is going to be usser, even though the oil doesn't get fully hot; it only gets to the point of poshrim, and that's against Rabbi Yehuda, who is matir. So that's a machlokas. Can you take oil in a pach, a jug of oil, put it near a fire to the point where it's just going to become poshrim? That's a machlokas tanaim. So yibayilu, shemen mahu l'tanakama. The Bnei Yeshiva weren't sure. What's the din of shemen according to the Tanakama? Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tavayu l'hetera. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Amar li'isura. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said that the Tanakama holds that it's mutter to eat up water even more than poshrim. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, it's usher to heat it up to more than the point of poshrim, according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tavai Le Teira. Rabbi and Rav Yosef both think the Tanakama is mekil because shemen afal pi shayad soledes bo, shemen that you touch, even if it's yad soledes bo, mutter, it's mutter. Kasav Tanakama, shemen ein bo mishum bishul, that there's no isra of bishul in heating up oil. And that's why the Tanakama says specifically a kiton of mayim, that only mayim is usher to heat up, because that would be subject to bishul. But you're allowed to heat up oil even if it's yatzal ledispo. Vasar Yehuda lemeimer shemen yeshvo mishum bishul. What are you talking about? Says Rabbi Yehuda. You heat up oil, that's also nisur bishul. Vavshera lo zehu bishulo. Just a little bit of warmth is not called bishul. It's only called bishul when it gets to yatzal ledispo. So you're allowed to put it kineged hamadura to get to the point of poshrin, but not to the point of yatzal ledispo. That would be bishul. Vasar mishum gomliel lemeimer shemen yeshvo mishum bishul. And Rishon Gamliel says that not only is there an isser of bishul by shemen, but even if it's way below yatzal, I suppose, just to the point of poshrin, that already is bishul. Menachem Yitzchak Amar Li Isura. Menachem Yitzchak says Li Isura that the Tanakam is being machmir that Shemin Afal Bishayni Yatzal Edispo Aser. That Tanakama holds that Shemin even below the point of Yatzal Edispo Aser. Kosavar Shemin Yesh Bamishum Bishul Vavshero Zel Bishulo, because he holds that Shemin is subject to Bishul and Bishul is accomplished. Tanakama holds that Bishul is accomplished even when it's just Poshrin. Vaser Bidul Meimar Hevshero Lozahu Bishul. And Rabbi Yehuda says, look, I agree that Shemin is subject to Bishul, but when it's at Poshrin, that's not Bishul. Vasram Shemuel Miel, the Meimar Shemin Yesh Bamishum Bishul, Vev Shero Zeo Bishulo. And then Rav Shemuel Miel says, Shemin is subject to Bishul, and at the point of Poshrin, that's already called Bishul. So, effectively, Gemara, wait a second. According to this second understanding, Rav Shemuel Miel Henu Tanakama. Rishon Gamliel and Tanakama are both saying the same thing. They're both saying that Shemen is subject to Bishul, and it's already violated, you've already violated Bishul when you get to the point of Poshrin. Says Mar Ika Benayu Kala Acharyad. The difference between them is if you do it with a shinoi, not the way you would do it during the week. To be sach your hand and put it keneged amadura, that's where Rishon Gamliel is going to be matir, and the Tanakama would say it's still aser, because that's not the way you would normally heat oil during the week. Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, echot shemen vechot mayim, yatzal edzpo aser, ein yatzal edzpo mutir. Both shemen and mayim, the shear of bishul, what's called bishul, is if it gets heated to the point of yatzal edzpo, less than yatzal edzpo is mutir. Vehechi dami yatzal edzpo, how do we know what temperature is yatzal edzpo? If it's hot enough to burn the belly of a baby. So I once followed Rebbe to the Beis HaMerchatz of the Chamei Tveria on Shabbos, and I wanted to put a jug of oil for him into the bath, in order to warm it up the oil using the heat of the water, so that he can anoint himself with that oil before bathing. Va'amrali tol b'klisheni, and he told me to take water from the ambati in a klisheni, that it should be cooled off a little bit, and then vitain. Then you could put the oil into the klisheni, and that way it won't be misbashel. Wow, so from that story, Shema Min HaTorah, we see three clear halachos directly, and we're going to see soon that there are really five halachos that we derive from that story. But the three clear and direct halachos are, Shema Min HaTorah, first thing we see from there is, Shemen, Yesh bo mishum bishul, that Shemin is in fact subject to bishul. Second, Shema Minah, klisheni einu mevashel, that you can always avoid bishul by using a klisheni, because klisheni does not have the ability to be mevashel, because you see that Rebbe allowed him to put it in a klisheni. And Shema Minah, hevshero zehu bishulo, that even though all he was trying to do was to make the Shemin poshrin, to make it lukewarm, that apparently is already considered bishul. So the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to paskin a halacha in a beis Merchatz? Wait a second. Hey Chiyavadachi, how could Rabbi do this to tell him what to do while in the bathhouse? Vamar Rabbi Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'kol makom mutar laharer chutz mi beis hamerchatz to beis hakisei. You're allowed to think in Divrei Torah anywhere except for in the bathhouse and in the bathroom, because the kedusha of the Divrei Torah is too great to be exposed to such dirty environments. V'chi teiman, if you're going to say b'lashon chol amalei, that he instructed him using a lashon chol, not lashon Kodesh, Vamar Abaye, Dvarm Shel Chol, Mutzal Amram B'Lashon Kodesh, Shel Kodesh, Asal Amram B'Lashon Chol. Doesn't matter what language you're speaking. If you're speaking and learning, you're speaking in Torah, you're not allowed to do that in a bathhouse. And in fact, if you're speaking in Divrei Chol, even if you happen to be speaking Lashon Kodesh, you're allowed to do that in a bathhouse. So it says, no, but over here it's different. Afrushem Yisur Shaini. He was trying to prevent him from doing an Isser. He was about to violate an Isser, so he told him what to do, what behavior is permitted in order to avoid violating an Isser. Teda and the Raya, that's the din. Damar Vidamar Shmuel, Maisa B'Talmidus Reb Meir, Shenichnas Achar B'Beis HaMerchatz, Ubikesh Ladiach Karka. That one time, Talmidim Reb Meir followed him to B'Beis HaMerchatz, and they wanted to rinse the ground with water. Va'amalo Ein Madichar. Reb Meir said to him, no, you don't rinse the ground on Shabbos, because you may be Mashvegumos. There may be holes in the ground that you're going to fill in, and it's going to be a violation of the Yisra of Choresh. Lasuch Lo Karka, that same Talmud wanted to to anoint the ground, to rub something on the ground. Amalo ein sach. And he says, no, you can't do that either, because also you'll be memale gumos. Alma afrushim yisur shayni, hachanami afrushim yisur shayni. So just like over there, why was Rav Meir allowed to instruct his Talmud what he is and is not allowed to do? Because he was trying to prevent him from doing an isur. So over here as well, when it came to how to heat the oil in the bathhouse, the Rav Yehuda is allowed to instruct in order to prevent from doing an isser. Says in Amar Avinu, what we see from here, Shema Mina, from this story with Rebbe, we see that Mvashel b'chamit tveri b'Shabbos chayiv, that if someone cooks something chamit tveri on Shabbos, he's chayiv. The Hamaisa de Rebbe, because the story with Rebbe that we quoted of being in the bathhouse, la'achar gzeira hava, was after the chacham made a gzeira on bathing and on zeya, and therefore the bathing must have been done in Chamei Tveria. So this merchatz that Rebbe went into had Chamei Tveria, and still Varmalei told the klisheni v'tein, and still he said you're only allowed to heat the oil up in a klisheni. So apparently heating it up in Chamei Tveria would have been problematic. Says Mara Eini, is that really true that Mvashel b'Chamei Tveria is chayiv? Amar Rav Chista, Mvashel b'Chamei Tveria b'Shabbos Potter. Didn't Rav Chista tell us that if Mvashel b'Chamei Tveria on Shabbos you're Potter? So my chayiv namid kamar makas mardos. Yeah, when he said chayiv, it really meant just makas mardos, but not that you're in fact chayiv. One more story the Gemara is going to quote about a bathhouse on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Zera, Ano chazise l'Rabbi Avo d'shot ba'ambati v'lo yadane I akar I lo akar. I saw Rabbi Avo floating in the water in the pool of the bathhouse, and I don't know if he picked up his feet from the ground or not. Says Mara, I do. Pshita de lo akar. There's no way he picked up his feet from the ground. Detanya, because the Braisa tells us, lo yashut adam bevricha malei amayim. Vafilo medes b'chaser. A person is not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos in a way where you pick your feet up off the ground, even if the pool is in a reshus hayachid, and therefore there's no concern that you're going to splash water beyond Dalet Amos, and you'll carry Dalet Amos in that way, but it's usher to swim, says Mar Lo Kasha. Ha, that which we say that it's usher to swim on Shabbos is only in a pool de lesle gedudi that doesn't have rims around the pool. It's what do they call it? Like an infinity pool that it doesn't have walls around it. It's just slanted ground, and the water goes up until the edge. And that way, it's like a river, and you're not allowed to swim in it. Ha de isle gedudi. But the maisa with Rabbi Avo was where there are rims around the pool, and such a pool is not like a river at all. It's more like a kli, and the chacham never asked swimming in such a pool. So a lot that we covered over here. First of all, we mentioned that all the way on the top of the Amud that you can't even stroll through a local bathhouse because it's so steamy that it will lead to Zaya. Second of all, we said there are two bathing-related isurim, getting wet and standing in front of a fire, and also putting a hot kettle on your stomach, which, by the way, you're not even allowed to do on a weekday because it's dangerous. And then we said that Rabbi Yehuda allows warming a flask of oil near a fire because it's not called bishul. Rabbi Shimon Leal thinks you need to put on your skin first, because if you were to just be mafshir, it would be bishul. And we have machlokas that the Tanakhama holds shemen is subject to bishul or not subject to bishul, and we paskin that. There is an isur bishul on oil when it gets to the point of yad soledes, not when it gets to the point of poshrin. And then we had the story in the bathhouse with Rebbe that yielded three direct halachos and then a couple of more halachos. The three direct halachos that it yielded was that there is an isur bishul b'shemen, that klisheni is not mevashel, that hefsher of shemen, even just making a poshrin, is considered bishul. And two other halachas that we learned derech agav was that you're not allowed to be maharher to return to Beis HaMerchatz unless it's to tell someone to lafrusha meisura, and that bishul b'chamei Tveria is aser. And then we said you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos unless a pool has edges around it. So Rabbi Zeira wasn't sure if Rabbi Avo actually went swimming, if he actually lifted his feet off of the ground of the pool. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.